Chapter 89. But I thought it was forced upon me. I thought it was the best thing I could do. And in that letter I told her to let me know if she were in any trouble. Don't think I would not have done everything I could. But I was all wrong from the very first, and horrible wrong has come of it. God knows, I'd give my life if I could undo it. They sat down again opposite each other, and Adam said, tremulously, how did she seem when you left her, sir? Don't ask me, Adam, Arthur said. I feel sometimes as if I should go mad with thinking of her looks and what she said to me, and then that I couldn't get a full pardon, that I couldn't save her from that wretched fate of being transported, that I can do nothing for her all those years, and she may die under it and never know comfort anymore. Ah, sir, said Adam, for the first time feeling his own pain merged in sympathy for Arthur, you and me'll often be thinking oh the same thing, when we're a long way off one another. I'll pray God to help you, as I pray him to help me. But there's that sweet woman, that Dinah Morris, Arthur said, pursuing his own thoughts, and not knowing what had been the sense of Adam's words, she says she shall stay with her to the very last moment till she goes. And the poor thing clings to her, as if she found some comfort in her. I could worship that woman. I don't know what I should do if she were not there. Adam, you will see her when she comes back. I could say nothing to her yesterday, nothing of what I felt towards her. Tell her, Arthur went on hurriedly, as if he wanted to hide the emotion with which he spoke, while he took off his chain and watch. Tell her I asked you to give her this in remembrance of me, of the man to whom she is the one source of comfort, when he thinks of. Dot dot I know she doesn't care about such things, or anything else I can give her for its own sake. But she will use the watch, I shall like to think of her using it. I'll give it to her, sir, Adam said, and tell her your words. She told me she should come back to the people at the Hall Farm. And you will persuade the Poysers to stay, Adam? Said Arthur, reminded of the subject which both of them had forgotten in the first interchange of revived friendship. Who will stay yourself, and help Mr. Irwin, to carry out the repairs and improvements on the estate? There's one thing, sir, that perhaps you don't take account of, said Adam, with hesitating gentleness, and that was what made me hang back longer. You see, it's the same with both me and the Poysers. If we stay, it's for our own worldly interest, and it looks as if we'd put up with anything for the sake of that. I know that's what they'll feel, and I can't help feeling a little of it myself. When folks have got an honorable independent spirit, they don't like to do anything that might make them seem base-minded. But no one who knows you will think that, Adam. That is not a reason strong enough against a course that is really more generous, more unselfish than the other. And it will be known, it shall be made known, that both you and the Poysers stayed at my entreaty. Adam, don't try to make things worse for me. I'm punished enough without that. No, sir, no, Adam said, looking at Arthur with mournful affection. God forbid I should make things worse for you. I used to wish I could do it, in my passion, but that was when I thought you didn't feel enough. I'll stay, sir, I'll do the best I can. It's all I've got to think of now, to do my work well, and make the world a bit better place for them as can enjoy it. Then we'll part now, Adam. You will see Mr. Irwin tomorrow, and consult with him about everything. Are you going soon, sir? Said Adam. As soon as possible after I've made the necessary arrangements. Goodbye, Adam. I shall think of you going about the old place. Goodbye, sir. God bless you. The hands were clasped once more, and Adam left the hermitage, feeling that sorrow was more bearable now hatred was gone. As soon as the door was closed behind him, Arthur went to the waste paper basket and took out the little pink silk handkerchief. Book 6, Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.